I must make Gavsey understand, she thought. I have to tell somebody that I'm frightened, someone who could answer me. But of course, I quite understand you must be. Or, really, what on earth is there to be afraid of? A splendid summer day like today. Anything, but something. The cakes are my grandma's recipe, said the filly junk. And then she leaned forward over the table and whispered, This calm is unnatural. It means something terrible is going to happen. Dear Gavsey, believe me, we are so very small and insignificant, and so are our tea cakes and carpets and all those things, you know. And still, they're so important, but always they're threatened by mercilessness. Oh, said Gavsey, feeling ill at ease. Yes, by mercilessness, the filly junk continued rather breathlessly. By something one can't ask anything of, nor argue with, nor understand, and that never tells one anything. Something that one can see drawing near through a black window pane far away on the road, far away to sea, growing and growing, but not really showing itself until too late. Mrs. Gavsey, have you felt it? Tell me that you know what I'm talking about, please!